mentioned a few times in the past, actually, the Don River Railway, what a wonderful attraction it is in Devonport. And, of course, they've been chasing the opportunity to get onto the main line for quite a while now, a number of years, in fact. So I've been involved in journalism and the media for quite a long time, and I reckon it's probably been 20 years since it was first suggested. But it's getting closer, and so the idea they want to do is to travel to Penguin Market and places like that. So it is definitely getting closer. To tell us a bit more about it, the general manager of the Don River Railway is Barry Pickett, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. As always, I appreciate it. The thing that's really changed in the last couple of weeks is that there's now been some funding provided by the Premier to actually prepare a business plan for this proposal, which is great news.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic news for us. It gives us the opportunity now to really get into some detailed design around some site development and also the connection to the mainline as well. We've already undertaken a business plan for mainline running, and we have a strategic plan for the railway as well, but we just need to develop that detailed plan so that we can cost out what it's actually going to cost to build a cafe, a big shed to store all our locomotives under, develop the workshop, because we need to develop the workshop more to be able to maintain the rolling stock once it's on the main line as well. So, and also we need some funding towards the points installation to allow us to get onto the main line. So the support from the state government is really appreciated. It certainly sets us on our way to where we want to what we want to achieve.
When I said the Premier's given you some money, it's not him personally, it's the state government, about $92,000, which seems a lot to develop a business plan, but when you explain it in the details that you just have, you can see why it is such an involved process. How long will it take to do this, Barry, do you think?
Look, I've already spoken to the consultants in regard to it. Look, I'd like to think we could develop a plan within the next 3 to 4 months. We want to be able to present it to the community as well. So we want to do some nice 3D renders, you know, some really glossy pictures to show what the railway will look like, some development work around the platforms that Penguin, Coles Beach, and also at Formby Road, if we ever
get... In Devonport
as well.
Yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful when they finish the Riverfront Park there to have a steam train running through? It would be just fantastic, I reckon. I think I spoke to you a couple of times, obviously, but the first time I spoke to you was when you were appointed general manager, and that was early last year. It was before the pandemic hit, and at that stage we were hoping to have all this done by the end of the year, but, of course, it threw a huge spanner in the plans, didn't it?
Oh, look, it certainly has, and to be, you know, upon reflection, looking back, you know, that 12-month timeline was probably a bit unrealistic. There's a lot of work we need to do to get onto the main line. There's a lot of processes and controls that we need to adhere to satisfy TasRail as well. So it's quite a lengthy process, but, look, we're now in a position to really move forward, thanks to the state government support in this matter.
The state government have supported you and other heritage railways around the state too by providing most of the costs for your public liability insurance for the next, I think, 6 or 7 years, which is, it's one less thing you've got to worry about too, which is terrific.
Yeah, look, it is. It's a sliding scale subsidy, so, you know, it will benefit us for at least 2 or 3 of those years, then it becomes a bit harder. But we can work with the government on that and continue to negotiate over the years. But, look, it's a real benefit for the heritage rail users in the south, because they've been stuck in no man's land at the moment. They haven't been able to get back onto their lines because of the public liability insurance costs. So that'll allow them to start operating again, which will be fantastic for them.
Well, imagining that the funding for this, and we're not just talking about the mainline trips to Penguin, as you mentioned, you also want to upgrade the workshops and make them safe so that people can actually tour them as an industrial site. So obviously a lot of things have to be done the right way in that way. But the cost would be quite significant. I'd imagine you'd be hoping for some government funding to assist with it down the track, no pun intended. The Premier actually visited you a couple of weeks ago when he made this announcement about the business plan funding. What did he think of it? Now that you've got him on board, do you think, was he impressed with what he saw?
Yeah, look, he was. The Premier was there, it was probably 4 or 5 months ago. The Premier was keen to come and have a look at our site. He knew we were keen to upgrade and get onto the main line running. I know that visit, he was suitably impressed with what we had. He could see the vision that we had for the future. And he reiterated that when he came back just last week when he announced the funding. He said that he was basically sold on the proposal on his first visit, and he could see the benefits to the region, the community, what the Don River Railway offer.
I'd imagine the business plan will include a cost. It's how long's a piece of string, but I guess, do you have an idea of what it might cost to do everything you'd like to do?
We're not going to hold back. We're going to put down everything we think that we need to do. I would envisage somewhere around the $8 to $10 million mark. Whether or not we get that kind of funding, I don't know, but we'll certainly put forward a very good case as to why we should get that funding. We tick some really important boxes. With that funding, we would generate employment. We'll also increase tourism to the region, and we'll also deliver on our social responsibility around the volunteers at the railway. So to me, they're three really important boxes to tick.
Yeah, and I think that when you talk about $8 to $10 million in that light, it's I reckon money would be well spent. It's a great investment, I would have thought.
Oh, look, without doubt, I would see the government, the federal state, getting that back through the economy tenfold in no time. Our aim is to get the people into the Devonport region and hopefully overnight. And if they start, spending a night in Devonport, they're going to spend money in the community. And, I think statistics say the average person spends, between $200 and $300 a night. So it's really worth getting those people in.
And as good as the Don River Railway experience is at the moment, it's only a short trip, and the spectacular scenery between Devonport and Penguin on the northwest coast is superb. And I think people are looking for a longer trip than what they get at the moment as well.
Oh, definitely. Look, we provide a 30-minute round trip, which is nice, but I think people are looking for, an hour and a half on a heritage train, and the fact that we can go through to Penguin. The coastline is incredible along there. It's just amazing. So I don't think we'll have any trouble getting people to travel on that train. And they've got the added benefit of going to the Penguin Market, having a cup of coffee in Penguin, which is a great little boutique town.
It is, indeed. And the Penguin Market's on Sundays. It's probably the biggest and most diverse market on the coast. And I guess you'd be looking initially to start off with weekend trips like that?
Yes, we've earmarked Sunday, and we did have preliminary discussions with TasRail as to what would be the best day. And Sunday, obviously, market day. I think they run one freight train that day, so we don't impact greatly on their service. So Sunday's the day for us. And look, if that all goes to plan and works really well, we'd look to explore a regular service into Devonport then.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. I can't wait for it, Barry. Look, it's good news that you've got the money to do the business plan. We look forward to seeing that when it's released in 3 or 4 months' time. But thanks for your time this afternoon.
No, thank you, Martin. Appreciate it.